us, Kane and Hazy, with you live from the Studio Lumo, number one King William Street in the heart of the city. And you can get involved right throughout the morning. Michelangelo Rucci, Matthew Nix, Dean Brogan, all coming your way. Text coming through in this one, including from Daz. G'day, boys. It was Clarko in Adelaide to speak with Robbie about an assistant coaching role. What an amazing coach he would be. Good morning to you, Hazy. What's the latest with Alistair Clarkson?
Good morning to you, Kane. Yes, well, he is in Adelaide as we speak, and he will be here until Thursday. So he was stopped at the airport last night by Channel 7's Theo Doropoulos. This is what he had to say when questioned, basically, why he's in South Australia.
Yeah, I'm here to see a good friend of mine and then get myself back to Melbourne on Thursday.
So there you go, saying it's not football-related business. He went on to say that he even spoke to Ken Hinckley and said, look, just a bit of a heads up, I'm going to be in town. So, but still, I mean, the question has to be asked. Now, so obviously this was played out via Sunrise. And then you think, well, I mean, there's a chairman that's also works at Sunrise, and that is David Koch. We're still waiting and to find an official response. But this is the reaction. And listen to Koch in the background when the news came through when it was announced via the sport.
Thank you, Koshy. Good morning. Alistair Clarkson has touched down in Adelaide amid speculation over his coaching future. The four-time premiership winner says he's in town to visit a sick friend and is not in talks to sign with the Power.
What?
Essendon is reportedly looking at Clarkson to replace embattled coach Ben Rutten. Pipe down, Chairman.
Is he the Messiah?
Yeah, I'm here to see a good friend of mine and then get myself back to Melbourne on Thursday.
Clarkson is understood to have rejected an offer to coach the Giants and Essendon, and North Melbourne are in a bidding war for his signature. More from the Peanut Gallery later.
So there you go. There's Koshy's first reaction.
So Koshy's surprised by it.
Yes, it would sound like that unless he's distracted by something else, but I'm pretty sure it's in regards to Alistair Clarkson.
He's got a fair bit going on, Clarko. So North have said to him, we want a deadline, which is today, so we want an answer today. And he's now in Adelaide with other business. Of course, you can just give them an answer on the phone. Doesn't have to be there in person. But so he's got that, and then he's got the circus going on at the Bombers, who many thought they would have parted ways with Ben Rutten yesterday. But defiant Ben Rutten, as he should be, and it was admirable the way that he just fronted up for work, business as usual. Yesterday, Ben Rutten is probably a better person than some others in that situation. And Alistair Clarkson reportedly interested in hearing from Essendon, and now he's in Adelaide with a further distraction. So yeah, there's a fair bit going on for Clarko.
There is a lot going on. It'll be nice to be Clarko, I've got to say,
yeah,
where people are genuinely tugging at you from all directions,
yes,
saying, oh, how much money can we give you? We love you. We love you. Can you please come work for us? Yeah, it would be pretty nice.
Yeah, I can't remember a coach as in demand as this.
Just take a year off. Take a year or two off.
Particularly, like, he didn't finish well at all at Hawthorn. Like, I remember he was adamant that he was going to stay on and coach this year and cited some family reasons as to why he was going to be loyal to Hawthorn. Then a week or so later, he was out. Didn't win a final in his last 6 years at the Hawks. You know, it's not all perfect with Clarko, as has been documented by players that have been coached by him this year. So we will wait and see, but it's down to two. Jared Waitley also reporting yesterday that the Giants are out of the Clarkson race, or he has told them he's out. Adam Uzé, Mark McVay, Adam Kingsley, the last three coaches in the running for that Giants job. But is that going to be the last one? I mean, if Clarkson chooses Essendon, as we touched on yesterday, does that open the door for North Melbourne to try and poach a contracted coach from another club? Maybe Adam Simpson or Ken Hinckley.
It's just an unbelievable situation at the Bombers. What about for Ben Rutten? So if he is the coach for next year,
he won't be.
Let's say 100% Clarkson locked in.
I don't know if it's Clarkson, but Ben Rutten can't be the coach at Essendon.
That's my question. So can he go on?
Like, well,
even if Clarkson says, okay, sorry, Essendon, thanks for the late interest, but I am going to go to North Melbourne. Where the hell does that leave Rutten?
Well, in a bad spot. He said yesterday that he's here for the next 5 days, but he did ask, here next year, and he said absolutely. But it's untenable, as most people have said, with the events that have gone on. And I'm not sure he should be coaching next year with the performance of the team. This year it's been a complete mess and a complete breakdown of any defensive action. Now, largely that is on the coach. So, unfortunately, I think time is up for Ben Rutten. Just on Koshy, I was listening to a podcast yesterday, Sounding Board podcast, and this was brought up by Craig Hutchison yesterday.
I think it's about time for David Costa to hand over too, isn't it? Don't you think?
We want to drop this at 41 minutes in, do you?
Well, he won't be there for, you wouldn't think, that much longer, would you?
Why do you want to send him off?
Well, if they're going to go into a new era, you'd think it's probably, I can't imagine he would want to hang around much longer.
Why not?
Well, he's been there a long time, has he?
He's done a pretty good job.
When
he took it over, the club was North
here's
Melbourne.
Here's my point. I reckon he did a fantastic job early.
Port fans, 0427 154 166, is it time for Koshy to go? I mean, that's Hutchie, who's been around footy for a long time and an incredible business mind. Has it been too long? Your thoughts on that? And the point with Koshy that was made just at the end there is absolutely spot on. The job that he did to take over at a time when the club was an absolute mess, financially, everything, complete mess. So him and Ken Hinckley and Keith Thomas, particularly Keith, was there a little bit earlier than that and laid the foundations for that. Darren Burgess, to a lesser extent, incredible. But how long is too long for a club president? 0427 154 166.
It's a very, very good question. Get the text coming through. We're just going to hear from Koshy now. And his first, I would say, genuine response to Alistair Clarkson being in Adelaide.
And he's reportedly rejected another offer to coach the Giants, reportedly. This,
good marketing.
Would you like to say something? Where are you?
Marketing. Koshy,
comment from Koshy, David. Yeah, Koshy, no, president.
Good marketing. Nah, nothing to see here, Eddie.
All right.
And who told cameras to be at the airport that he was on the plane?
I don't know.
There you go. Can we call that an official statement?
What was the hat that Clarko and his wife put on as the cameras were there, as they were walking up from the terminal?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I couldn't work that out.
But a really, really casual Alistair Clarkson as well.
Yeah, with matching hats.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it was a charity message or someone's brand that they were looking to get in the public eye, but unusual to wear those matching hats and to put them on at exactly the same time as the cameras were waiting. But anyway, I don't think Clarko's going to be coaching Port Adelaide, but it's a more awesome story.
Well, and the question's got to be asked.
Absolutely, it does. Mm.
This text as well, just a bit of feedback. It's too late today, but tomorrow, can we please try and go a whole show without Andrew Hayes mentioning the words genuine or genuinely?
Is that one of those? We've all got one.
Yeah.
We've all got one of those words that we say repeatedly. And until you are alerted to it, sometimes you don't even know.
Yeah,
so thanks for doing us that service.
It'll be on top of my mind now. You know I battle with my words as it is, genuinely. Hutch, spot on this text from Tony. The 2Ks to go now. Time's to go now for your help. Thanks for your help, but time for some change.
Who would be the next president? Who would be in the running to be Port Adelaide's next president? That's a question, because there's no one obvious that springs to mind for me.
So what do you want your president to be? Yeah, someone with a really prominent figure? Is it someone with a prominent figure like David Koch, like Jeff Kennett, etc.? Mm. Or is it someone behind the scenes
background
who can really, really pull some strings?
Yeah, I don't know if there's the right answer to that, because you can have the big media figures, Eddie Maguire, James Brayshaw, David Koch, and that was what Port Adelaide needed at the time. They needed publicity, they needed relevance, they needed marketing, they needed branding, they needed bums on seats, and that's what David Koch delivered with his expertise. I think he's done an amazing job, but I think it's not a bad time to ask the question of how long is too long. Like, is 10 years too long? And some would say Eddie stayed on for a little bit too long. He was there for years and years and years, but not many would last more than 10 years. But I'm just not sure who the obvious successor for David Koch would be. Would it be someone like a Darren Cale? But you go, there's no way Darren Cale could put the time and effort in that is required to be the president of the football club. So Port fans, if you've got a thought on that, happy to hear it. The next president, who should it be? Should there be a succession plan? And has Koshy stayed too long? 0427 154 166.
All right, so have you just tuned in as well? Alistair Clarkson is in Adelaide. He was stopped last night by Theodoropoulos and basically said he's here to see an ill friend. He'll be here till Thursday. David Koch has responded as well and in short has said nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. Mm. Where do you want to go from here?
Well, I was just going to say another text coming through from Lewis in regards to David Koch. It's just time for Koch to go. He's made mistake after mistake since 2017. Port is just a play puppet to brag to his friends in Sydney about. He doesn't know a thing about football. You need football people in these positions. I think Port Adelaide supporters just in general are quite upset with everything.
Yeah, a bit disgruntled.
Disgruntled is the word.
Brian Cunningham for president. He's probably an amazing man, amazing football man, but probably not sure whether he's up for that with the stage of life that he is in. Kane and Andrew, surely Boulevard will keep Ken Hinckley as their coach for 2023, but I see Port Adelaide and the Giants will meet and organise a deal to have Mark McVay as coach of whatever and lead Ken Hinckley for the Giants. This is how I see it from Jason. So I think Jason's calling for a swap. Mark McVay to Port Adelaide, Ken Hinckley to the Giants.
There you go. There's some support coming through as well. Kosh needs to stay. This one reads, I don't agree with everything he says, but having an influential figure as a boss is priceless. He's done an amazing job. And because of his influence, he has the balls to say whatever, whenever, even if it's not right.
Did Hutchie make the same request for Eddie to leave Collingwood? Strange call by Hutchie. I don't see the reason for Koshy, but is George Viarchi a good president? Real love for the club. Well, the thing with Eddie, he got the premiership that Koshy hasn't got. Anyone could be president, except for Cos Cardone, Eddie's right-hand man in the media company. This one's asking me to stand up as president. Rob Snowden to be the next president, low-key but performance-focused. That is a good nomination from you, Tony. Rob Snowden is also an unbelievable football person and could do the job, definitely.
See, that's the thing about Eddie McGuire, though. He would have his haters, etc., but it's a bloke with genuine power who pulls strings and makes stuff happen for the Collingwood Football Club.
Hey, I want to hear from Zach Merritt, who was brave enough to front up on AFL 360 last night. Of course, the club is in absolute turmoil. He has been a leader of that football club and is regarded as the next captain. Let's have a listen.
I copped a bit of criticism probably last year for holding out a contract about direction of the club, and to be sitting here in a bit of mess 12 months later is a bit disappointing, but also I've committed long-term to the club and really keen, hopeful that in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 months that they get really clear on what they want to achieve and how we're going to achieve it, and I'll fall into line massively on that path. But yeah, I'm not going to put a date on or hope that it's exactly right on Tuesday.
Mm. Well, it's good on him for fronting up. But yeah, he clearly would be frustrated after committing 6 years to the footy club, after umming and ahhing about whether that's the place for him to be or not. The thing about Essendon, their senior players got to take some massive responsibility for this because they play football in a really ordinary way. They're very happy to get a lot of the ball, but don't want to defend, and Zach Merritt is a key part of that. He's not the only part of it, but him and Parrish and others, Dylan Sheila, are central to the way that the team has played this year. Tom Brown is tweeting, your man from Channel Hazy, North Melbourne, want an answer from Alistair Clarkson today. Clarkson is in Adelaide, as Hazy broke to us this morning, and he told 7 News he's visiting a sick friend. Essendon suddenly look like the red hot favourite, but there's a bit to play out, according to Hazy's man. Tom Brown will keep you up to date with anything live as it happens this morning. Currently 15 minutes after 7. Massive show coming up. Michelangelo Rucci is next.
And speaking of that, this text reads, if Kosh is gone, what about Rucci for the president?
Rucci! We'll ask him. We'll put that to him next.
Yeah, 7:15.